it's going to go.
What in East Dallas is going on?
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
Hey, Rich, today, guess what? A special health segment.
Yeah, so if you know the show and you download it, which, you know, if you're listening to the show, you probably
should be.
Do. Yeah,
should be.
Should be. If you're, you need to be sharing the show with your friends, by the way.
Yes.
But hey, this is Saturday. So, and we also have Hayes here.
Hey, what's going on?
Hayes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
To the studio.
To the studio.
Nonetheless.
The Treehouse Studio.
The Treehouse Studio. Who named it that?
Ken.
Yeah, Ken did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ken from the old 97s. Great show, by the way. If you haven't listened to that.
Oh, yeah. Go listen to it.
Okay, so we are going to be starting a health segment because the three of us, you know, Hayes and Camille and myself, we are healthy people, kind of by nature. It's just we eat right, we exercise, we do all things.
Well,
Hayes, you fish.
Most part.
He looks healthy. You look healthy.
Yeah,
so you're lean. With that. You look healthy.
You fish.
Yeah, I do.
Fishing's exercise.
It is.
Sometimes.
You eat good.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's healthy.
Okay, and Camille and I, we are especially, you know, we try to stay healthy and keep up with the latest and greatest, right?
Yeah.
And we wanted to do something different for our community.
Yeah, share information.
Education.
Yeah.
Information, education. And we were able to recruit one of the best.
That's right. Dr. Jemis.
Dr. Terry Jemis. Did I just word?
Yeah.
You got it right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Well, first, thank you for doing this segment.
You're welcome.
Doctor, because can we call you Terry, Doctor?
Terry. Just call me Terry.
Terry.
Yeah. Please.
I feel weird calling
you
Terry.
No, please.
You're a doctor.
Please, I've never looked at it that way.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want me to call you Mr. and Miss and Mr. Right. We can be formal. We can be formal.
I always feel old.
Yeah.
Mr. I know.
That's right.
Yeah, especially a 20-year-old calls you that.
I feel too important, and it's not about that. Yeah. I'd rather be just called Terry or
Terry.
Whatever you want to call me.
Terry, we've had a number of conversations about doing something. We didn't know what that looked like. And then, you know, you're great. You're fantastic. You have a great practice. Now, he's an orthopedic surgeon.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And then he also has MVP IV.
MVP IV. That's right.
Yeah, because he believes in not just orthopedic health, but overall health.
Overall health.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, because a lot of this stuff that you do, the surgeries and stuff, is actually preventable, right?
Yeah, mostly what I do in orthopedics. Now, orthopedics is a pretty wide encompassing field, but me specifically, what I'm trying to do 99% of the time is take away somebody's pain and improve their function and get them back to what they want to do. Now, 1% of the time of my career at this point is dealing with urgent and emergent kind of situations, but 99% of the time, I'm just trying to get people back to moving and doing what they love to do. So that's what we're trying to do in my practice.
I love that. Because
and especially here in East Dallas, because people are very
active.
Active, health conscious. Yep. I mean, you know, this is why we live over here, right?
I mean, look at, just the geographics where we're around the lake. I mean, the lake itself makes you want to be active, right?
Yeah. And I think, look, I know from personal experience, you know, in transparency, I've had both my hips replaced. Okay. You do know this. Now, you did not do my hips, but it's because I wanted to get out of pain and I wanted to remain active. And the reality is with today's technology, with knowledge, people like yourself, you can do a lot like to get back to mostly where you were before a hip replacement or surgery or whatever now.
Yeah, with the innovations we have coming out every year or two, there's something called half-life in medicine. And half-life is how much time does it take to double what we know today in the future? So in orthopedics in general, it's about 2 years. So what we know today, we'll know double the amount 2 years from now. It's kind of been the general rule. And some of it, let's face it, some of it is, okay, we know double, but does it really apply? Some of it doesn't apply. But for the most part, that's how rapid sometimes what we're learning.
That's exponential.
So, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Okay, so this show, we're going to focus on things like that. Like, we're going to focus on education and things that will help people on a regular basis, you know, either overcome some health obstacles, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Help prevent, you know, because again, you own MVP IV as well. And guys, if you've never been over there, it's actually at your offices.
That's right.
You can go to look up MVP-IV.com and you can go to the website to see all the stuff that they do. B12 shots, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of that stuff is not just a preventive, but it also helps you just feel better on a regular basis.
That's right.
And that's what the goal of this segment is, to help people feel good, to have some education, because we all need it, because none of us are doctors that are in this room, except for Terry, Dr. Jemis over here, right? Yeah. So thank you for doing this, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
And we need to add that he lives here in East Dallas. His practice is here in East Dallas, right off Garland Road, right behind the...
what is that called?
Barbecks. It used to be a Barbecks.
Well, it's right near Barbecks. It's kind of in that area where the firehouse is.
And, yeah.
Right around
behind there.
Yeah, so. Right near Garland and Buckner Corner. Yep. Right around there. So we're actually, our name is Lakewood Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, because when I started, I lived in Lakewood. Now I'm more on the other side of Lake, more technically Lake Highlands I live in. But we've been Lakewood Orthopedics for 18 years or something like that. Yeah. Wow.
But you're a part of this community.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's you're invested in this community. You care about this community. Yeah. You want to see this community healthy and growing.
Sure. Yep.
Trying to do the community a service, people.
Nice.
That's right.
You know, he cares. Okay, so what types of things are we going to talk about in these segments, this new segment? And we're going to do this for, as long as, the audience and our people listen. Right, Hayes?
Yeah. Want to hear the info.
Get the education.
We got to give it to them.
We got to give the people what they want. Okay, so, what types of things are we going to be talking about?
Oh, I have a feeling... I'm getting the feeling we're probably going to go on tangents here.
Yeah.
Which is good. I love tangents too. Because you start talking about one thing, it starts making you think about other things. But certainly I think education on your health, we'll be talking about how to keep your joints healthy and active, muscles healthy and active, so you can do all those things you love to do.
Right.
I think we'll tie in a little bit of the IV nutrition with the importance of water. Just water. Let's talk water. We can talk several segments on that if you want to.
Yeah.
But water, minerals, vitamins, how vital they are. Not only prevention we talk about, but the great thing about infusion therapy is sometimes replenishing some of the stuff you've lost, if you have some type of diseases and stuff like that, trying to help the diseases that you might have, like diabetes or high blood pressure or heart troubles and stuff like that. So all that's fair game.
It's all on the table.
Yeah.
I personally am looking forward to learning more, because, I'm not in the healthcare field, but I do care about my health. Yeah. We only get one body, realistically.
That's right.
100%. And it affects everyone. I mean, you think, more orthopedic is, as you age, but it's not. I mean, my boys played soccer and sports, and it affected them. You start growing real fast. Your muscles don't keep up with your bones growing, and it really affects all ages.
That's right.
Yeah, and we'll be doing things like Q&As.
Yeah.
With our people and, with us. We'll do, some Q&A type things.
That'll be fun.
I think so.
Yeah.
I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I mean, most of my practice, we're a practice that doesn't cycle through a bunch of people. I take a lot of pride in taking a lot of time with my folks.
Yeah.
And when they come into my office, it's kind of a little bit of a running joke in my office that I might have a patient scheduled for 3:00 and I don't see him till maybe 4:00. And they get a little miffed sometimes.
Sure.
But then when they see that I'm going to take as long as I have to with you, they walk out of there very happy, because they're like, oh, you delayed me because you were taking as much time as you need to.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, you took quite a bit of time with me. You didn't just hustle me through here. So I think that's important. I like the Q&A, because I love talking to people about their problems and letting them walk away satisfied that they got a good answer.
Right. Well, and again, I think education directly leads to prevention.
Yeah.
And the more educated you are about things that you could do for your personal health, whether it's talking about inflammation, we're going to talk about.
Right.
Like you said, water intake, and especially this time of year, we're recording on a day right now, it's probably 112 heat index today.
Yeah.
Well, water today is more important than it is
most days.
Right. I mean, you have to get in, not these energy drinks and all this other stuff. We're talking about just H2O.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right.
Right. So look, tune in every Saturday, we're going to be doing this every Saturday. We're going to drop. And look, the segments are going to be short. They're going to be 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, because we know that you guys want to enjoy your weekend, but you need something to listen to. Right, Hayes?
Yeah.
Hayes is going to be out there fishing.
Having your coffee.
Having your coffee. Yeah. Doing your thing. Yeah. So get in 5 minutes of some solid information here from one of the best. Seriously. It'll help you. It'll help our community.
I think it'll be great. I love it.
All right. So coming up right now is kind of a little teaser of our first segment right now.
Let's do it.
Right. Hayes is going to weave it in there because he is the magician of all.
The engineer magician.
Yeah. So he makes it happen. So stay with us just 1 minute. And we're going to give you, 2-3 minutes of next week's segment. All right.
Stay tuned.
Dr. Jimmins, let's get this party started.
Let's go.
Today we're going to talk about hydration and the importance of hydration.
Because this was brought up because Hayes' daughter, Hayes, your daughter Hollis, doesn't drink any water.
No, she doesn't. And she's at camp today. It's in like the heat. 105.
How old is she?
9.
Okay. Look, Dr. Jemis, why should Hollis be drinking water? Like, we know, everyone knows that water is important, but why is it so, so, so important?
Yeah, water is the most vital, probably, component that we ingest in our daily lives. If you remember way back in probably elementary school, we all learned this concept, and it's kind of amazing when you think about it, but the makeup of our bodies, 70% of our bodies is water. I still find that kind of amazing myself after all these years, because if we're 70% water, why aren't we just kind of falling over and not
be like, you know, a water balloon?
Yeah, exactly, like a water balloon. Mm-hmm. But it's true, we're 70% water. And you can kind of extrapolate that out. It's not just water, but just fluid in general, whether it's got electrolytes, minerals, no minerals, just straight water. That's extremely important for everything we do. And if you don't have that, then you don't function properly, because if we're 70% water, logic says that every cell is 70% water. So if you don't have enough water, your cells are not going to function properly. It's kind of like if you don't have enough oil in your car is not going to function. So that's the gist of your question.
Okay, that goes to the next question. How much water should we be taking in every day?
Great question. There's several different thoughts on this, but so I tried to break this down and with anticipation of this question into some simple terms. If you take your body weight in pounds and take 1/3 of it and convert it to ounces, so let's say a 150-pound person, so 1/3 of that's 50, you need 50 ounces of water a day. Now, if you break that down into 8-ounce glasses, that's about 6 glasses of water. Okay. Now, you may hear males should drink 8 glasses of water.
Tune in next week on Getting Healthy with Dr. Jimmins.
Let's get healthy.
Let's get healthy.